tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know we are here
to give you honest opinions,
not paid ones.
We are a couple of critics,
featuring Becca's Corner.
Hello, friends. How are you? This is Beck and Sarah. I hope you guys are doing great. So today I'm going to talk to you about my concert experience when I went to see Niall Horan on the 31st of May. And if I liked it, if I didn't like it, things in general. So I went to see Niall in Tampa in the amphitheater. The whole concert was sold out. Everybody was very nice, like all the guests, all the band, very nice. We exchanged friendship bracelets. People were giving everyone bracelets, being kind, people exchanging numbers, Snapchat, being friends. And I love fandoms like that, but you go into a concert and you feel like you're family. That's just fantastic. It was a great experience. I had fun, literally was singing and dancing and having a great time with all other Niall Horan fans / Directioners. Great time, great experience. He literally, like after each song, which you don't see a lot, after each song was like thanking the crowd, being very grateful and happy that everybody was here, supporting him and being there with him and talking to people. He either even at one part of the concert went down to a fan, gave her a hug, and signed something for her that was who was in the front row. So, aka he made her night. It wasn't too hot, and I did have a like, should I go to this concert, should I not go to this concert before purchasing this ticket, because again, it was an outside concert. It's very hot in Florida, so hot, it's like 100 degrees and more outside, and I'm like, it's an outside concert, I'm gonna die of heat and be so dehydrated because of this concert. And I've been to outside concerts when I've seen people pass out. No one passed out, thank God. So the amphitheater helped cool down things, and it wasn't hot that day, thank goodness. So I enjoyed the experience weather-wise as well. Great. I am a person that literally goes to the concert early, to any concert early, meaning I want to hear the opening act. Some people just wait and say, oh, what time does the main person I came to see, who I purchased a ticket for, is gonna come to perform? And for me, I want to hear the opening act, say, think, to see if I like them, I don't, if I want to follow them. The opening act was okay, not too memorable at all, because literally I was like, okay, I'm not going to my seat, I'm gonna hear him, where I'm gonna buy food and stuff, and if I like it, him, I'm gonna go. Because it was a man, I don't remember his name, that's how forgettable he is. He was okay. Not something like that I'm like, okay, let me go run to my seat to like hear him. He was fine. Everybody knows concert foods and drinks are expensive. They are way too expensive. They're like $15, $16. So for me, which I experienced for the first time, not food and drinks at a concert being expensive, but like at the Tampa Amphitheater, the drinks were way too expensive. I'm like, what? It was $30 to get a drink. $30. And then to get a refill, it was $30. I'm like, what is this? That's way too overpriced, way too expensive for a drink. The drink was okay, but that's way too expensive. The food was it's food. It was okay. Still, it was expensive, like, you know, the 15, 16, 17, you know. Yeah. But, like, the drink was way too expensive. I've been to Amway, and their drinks are the same price as their food. I don't get why the amphitheaters decides to have their drinks between $30 and $40. Like, that's way too much. Like, that doesn't make sense at all for me in general. Why you would make the drinks close to $40. But overall, I had fun. I made new friends. I had a great time. The experience overall was good. I would love to see Niall Horan again in concert again. And it made up for the concert that I missed out because of the pandemic. Because I had concerts to I had concert tickets to see him in April 2020. Four seats, which I will in another video talk about four seats and my experiences with them. But I had four seats to see him. Was gutted when they got canceled because of the pandemic, but I'm happy I finally got to see him, witness him perform. He did a phenomenal job. He performed songs from all his albums. He also did songs from One Direction. The whole crowd was having fun, having a blast. And I love concerts like I said that are, the artist is very interacting and talking to their fans constantly, and the fans are like, feel like, you feel like the fandom is a family.
Yeah. And,
yeah, the everyone in the venue was very sweet to each other, very kind to each other, very helpful. Literally had each other's back, exchanging numbers, Snapchats, Instas. Like, this is what I like about, and I've seen multiple times with the One Direction fandom. With the One Direction fandom and with all the boys, with, because I've seen, I've only been to Niall and Harry's, but concerts, and both of them, I've experienced the same way, that because Directioners and new people, even new people that have become into the fandom, they're so respectful of each other. We're all like a big happy family, and even when the band was together, big happy family, so nice to each other and want to help each other out, want to be friends and want to make last long relationships with each other, and having a blast and being there for each other no matter what, which I think is amazing. Because I've been to concerts where literally fans are mean to each other, and that fans are mean to each other and they really don't care about each other, they're not talking, you feel like awkward, like if you're by yourself or if you're just talking to them and they're just here for the artist, and the people around are just terrible. So like the fandom's terrible, but my experience from being a Directioner and from being an Al Horn fan and being also a Harry Styles fan is that all these fandoms are very nice, very supportive, and are always there for each other, and these artists make it possible and make an environment that is very inclusive, and you are comfortable with them and everybody else, and everybody there literally is a family, and you're like, and you guys are talking to each other and you want to be friends, and which is amazing. And I feel like more artists should do that and make an environment like that. And I feel like that's what Harry has done. I feel like that's what Niall has done. That's what the whole Liam has done. That's what Louis has done and what Zayn has done. And them as One Direction has done. And it continues on and on. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. I hope you enjoy this episode. I will talk to you guys soon. Have a great day. Bye.